Hello, this is Bobby Dooley. It's time for episode 49
mm-hmm.
of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. It's brought to you by Hover. Here's Phil Hendry.
Thank you, Bobby, and I want to tell everybody about Hover. Hover is domain management made simple. It's the easiest and quickest way to buy a domain name. You could do it in under 5 minutes, as a matter of fact. If you've ever registered a domain, you know that companies try to upsell you with all kinds of junk up front that you don't need or that should just be included in the domain. Hover is honest. They never try to upsell you at checkout. Everything the other guys extra charge for is included in the cost of your domain, like Whois privacy and domain forwarding. Plus, Hover has the best customer support in the industry. They have a no-hold phone policy. So if you ever run into a problem, you just call Hover and a real live human will answer the phone and take care of everything right away. Hover takes all of the hassle out of getting a domain. Just type in a few keywords that you want into the search box and it'll tell you what's available. You can get a .com domain or a specific country code or .net, which we really love. Hover has tons of options to add to your domain name. Hover even has a valet transfer, so if you have a domain somewhere else, they'll take care of the whole process of moving the domain to Hover for you, okay? Also, they have Google Apps. You can now add Google Apps to your domain. Basically, you get everything you already love about the full suite of Google's productivity apps. That's Gmail, Calendar, Drive, Docs, the whole package. You already love and trust Google Apps for Gmail's 25 GB storage and collaborating with chat and file sharing. Google is a huge company, so they can be hard to get a hold of for your questions and concerns and support needs. That's the best part. You get everything you love about Google, but you get outstanding support from Hover. That's right. It's a great solution for businesses. It's also great for families and groups who want the ability to share all kinds of stuff. If you're still not quite sure Google Apps is for you, well, Hover is offering a 30-day free trial to see what you think. Enter in the discount code World of Phil, WORLDOFPHIL, World of Phil. Use that promo code to get you 10% off your new domain name. Just go to www.hover.com/World of Phil.
And welcome back to
the
Bobby Dooley Podcast. And today, I want to talk to you about my favorite television show of all of the television shows that I like. But I'll go you one further. I want to do exactly what the host of my favorite show, does, and that's do be... Why am I nervous, Steve?
Well, it's a big step in your career.
I want to be on television, and I want to do the Bobby Dooley Files. Okay.
And you want to solve a crime.
Mm-hmm. I want to solve crimes like Aphrodite Jones. And I know it sounds like so much pie in the sky and dreams, but I really think I can do it. I've come a long way. I've accomplished a lot, you know, and I've accomplished more than a lot of women have. If you look at women my age, they haven't accomplished near as much as I have done. So
you've done a lot.
Mm-hmm. So I think I can do a television show called The Bobby Dooley Files. Okay. And I want to do what Aphrodite Jones do. And I have seen her show. She's wonderful. She's also very, very pretty. She's very pretty. She's big in the hips and she has dark sort of stringy hair, but if she really wanted to, you know, get on the treadmill and shed some of those pounds.
Well, she's got a lot on there. Oh, yeah, like the big butt.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to criticize her, though. She's very, very good. She's a great writer. I haven't read anything that she wrote, but she has wrote a lot. And people tell me she's just really, she's wrote a lot on crime. And so I want to do what she's doing. Steve, you know?
Yeah, well.
So what I've decided to do is to study crime fighting and also to learn how to write crime novels. And I tried just some different things. I wrote some things down. It was dark that night when I parked the car. I got out of the car after I parked it. And I saw a figure against a tree.
Is this the one you want to do?
Well, I have to do it, Steve, because it's I know it's a little risque, but this is what happens in crime fighting. I saw the figure against the tree. He was a man, and he was against a tree. I could see his right arm moving furiously as he looked in the window and stood against a tree. And then it struck me. He was masturbating. Or as they say, tossing it. Or as they say, see, I haven't figured out, you know.
Well, a lot of different things.
If I want to be really colloquial is what the word, what Mr. Henry uses. That means talking like other people. I just say he was standing against the tree like I wrote here.
Yeah, he's standing against the tree paddling his wiener.
No, you're not going to say paddling his wiener. Oh, my God, Steve.
Well, what's wrong with that? You want to be colloquial?
It's not colloquial. It's, yes, you want to be colloquial, but you don't want to say he's standing against the tree paddling his wiener. Cut all that out. Let's 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, so to the extent that I want to be a crime fighter and a crime writer, I've brought someone who is also on the Phil Henry radar and has been on Phil's show numerous times, and I'm really excited to have him here on the Bobby Dooley podcast. And it's Jay Santos, and he's with the Citizens Auxiliary.
Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Say that again real slow.
Citizens. Auxiliary.
Oh, okay. Auxiliary.
Police, right.
Tell me about the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Jay.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Well, Citizens Auxiliary Police is a organization that we started in the South Bay.
And where is the South Bay?
South Bay is around, like, South Bay is like Torrance and Hawthorne around there. And we started the Citizens Auxiliary Police on account of, we felt, you know, Major Elvis Newton.
And who is Major Elvis Newton? Is he the man that started it?
Yes. Major Elvis Newton's the man that started it. And we want to take a peek over the shoulder of police and see they're doing a better job. And so we decided to do, you know, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
And so if I become an honorary member, let's say, because I don't really have time to go and actually, whatever you do, tell me about what you do.
Well, what we do is, a lot of times, we'll find something that we feel needs to be done. Like, if we see girls in the summertime wearing a little tight bikini panties, and that looks really wrong, well, we'll go out and we'll check the bags that are coming out of stores. Are they buying more of these little tiny bikinis, or what are they do? If we see militia, kind of people going in to see A-Team. A-Team is one of those red flag movies, you know, or you're going to go see A-Team, okay, what's that about? You know, and you'll ask guys. You know, I asked a guy one time in line a couple summers ago about A-Team. And I go, okay, so what's this about? You're going to see A-Team. He's all, yeah, that's my constitutional right. He had on the camo, you know.
Enough said.
Yeah, enough said. You know, you're out of, you know, we pull him right out of the line and, you know, we pull him right out of the line and we sweat him down. And a lot of things like that. So
this is all, these are all very special projects.
I would say they're a very special project, very, very special. There was another one where we were checking for speeders, and we do flare drop. And the flare drop is when we drop the flares, and then we cone it down. So if you drop the flares down to make the lane teenier and teenier and littler.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so that's what we call a cone down. And then you know, get them out of the car. Well, we couldn't get the flares dropped fast enough because this guy kept speeding by us. And then we'd go ahead of him, you know, we'd race ahead of him, and we'd start dropping the flares, and next thing you know, I'm looking at the guys. Why didn't you get faster about the flare?
I'll do it, Steve. I can do it.
Mr. Dooley, that's your name?
Yeah.
Have you ever been auxiliary police or ever done a flare drop?
No, but I mean, it stands to reason.
Well, yeah, it stands to reason, but, you know.
Steve, I'll do it.
No, I know, I just...
So you didn't drop the flares fast enough?
Well, you know, I didn't drop a flare fast enough, but also, the guy's, you know, he's making fun of us. He BA'd us. There was a standard BA.
What do you mean by BA?
Well, I mean, it's kind of crude.
It's all right. Go ahead. We are very much here on the Bobby Dooley podcast. We're about reality, you know?
Yeah, we're about tell it like it is.
We're about telling it like it is, yeah.
All right, well... we were trying to get these flares dropped fast enough to cone this guy down, but every time we tried to do it, he'd be speed by.
And a couple times did the BA right out the window, pressed a ham, or did full BA and did two press hams.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So he did a full BA and, I don't know how you do it, Jay, but I'm really happy and really excited about being a part of the Citizens Auxiliary Police over the next few months so that I can get stories of real crime and I can write the Bobby Dooley files.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds real good. Do the Bobby Dooley file. I probably ought to do something like Jay Santa's file, you know.
Well, why haven't you done that, Jay? Because you've been in the front lines of law enforcement, like you were saying.
Well, I didn't really think about it. You know, I thought, well, I'm here, and I'm just, you know, my wife gave me the van for the weekend. Or she gave me, I should say, she gave me the SUV, because that's how we, that, those are our patrol vehicles, are the SUVs of the weekend that the women are not using. And
I understand you use each other's houses as jails?
Substations, that's correct. We will retain, and also maintain, which are our three R's, retain, maintain, and detain. And,
well, that's not, those aren't, well, never mind.
That's not three R's, I mean, there's one R.
No, it's just only, don't worry about it, it's the three R's.
Yeah.
So, we use each other's houses, and we use that for the substations, things like that.
I'm talking with Jay Santos here on the Bobby Dooley podcast, and I'm very excited about joining the Citizens Auxiliary Police as a
You need some water?
Yeah, give me a little bit of water, will you please, Rick Wiffner? Give me some water, Rick Wiffner. Rick Wiffner.
You want some water?
No, not from you.
Mommy?
Get me some water.
Hey, Wiffner. Don't make me mad. You don't like me very much when I'm mad.
Steve, that's what I said the other night.
That's what Incredible Hulk said that on a TV show.
What?
Thank you very much. So, I forget what I was going to say, but I'm really looking forward to being a part of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as an honorary member. And when can I go out and cruise patrol or whatever you say you do?
Well, we go on our patrols every weekend, and we just all do also as many patrols as we can during a week. And we try to stay away from streets that start with the letter L or have two L's in them, because if we go down those streets, I'm generally the one who has to check in his headquarters on a walkie-talkie. And
what do you mean, too many L's?
Well, it's very difficult for me to pronounce L's because I originally am from Pennsylvania and Baltimore. So, you know, if I say, for instance... okay, we're starting our patrol tonight on Lafayette. We're going to go down Laughlin, you know.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, wow, man. What are you doing, swallow your tongue or something? God, talk about, you know, epilepsy. Better get a... Better.
Steve, would you be quiet and quit making fun? So you can't...
Right, I'm going to get on a walkie-talkie and say, okay, we're going to go down Laughlin, and then we're going to change, you know, we're going to change it up probably tonight and probably go over Lakeland. You know, and then, you know, I'll get a message back, say, from a substation, and I'll say, oh, would you guys go up to Lakewood? Or would you guys, and I'll go, you want me to go up to Lakewood? And I'll say, yeah, go to Lakewood, you know. And I can't do it, you know, I just can't do it.
Well, you said Lakewood pretty good there.
I did, yeah, if I speed over it, but if I think I'm going to say a word with an L in it, like, you know, the worst one I have is Lyle Lovett, who's a country singer, what I really like. See, I didn't think about saying the word like, but now I did.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Bart Simpson. The Bobby Dooley Podcast. Executive producer Phil Henry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. On the Sideshow Network.
And thank you again, Jay Santos, for being with us.
My pleasure, and hope people can come visit us.
Oh, you're going to have that special... Citizens display at what town?
That's going to be That's going to be in... That's going to be in Lansing, Michigan.